USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Great Resignation is showing no signs of slowing down. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting a record 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September, only adding to the increasing labor shortage crisis. The report comes as job openings remain near record levels. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the post office is ready for the busy holiday season despite falling short of delivery standards. DeJoy saying the Postal Service is investing in new package sorting machines and hiring new workers to prepare for the busy holiday season. This comes after an October in which they missed their goal of delivering on time by 4%. Pressure is on the USPS following lengthy delivery delays and lofty demands last year due to increased online shopping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The 17-year-old that shot and killed two people during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year now faces multiple murder charges. Kyle Rittenhouse, now 18, testified during his trial earlier this week. His spokesperson, David Hancock, joins Fox News and thinks the ruling will land in Rittenhouse's favor.
Because we feel confident that all the truth has come out over the past 2 weeks, and we feel confident that there is an acquittal coming.
Rittenhouse told jurors that he was acting in self-defense and had no choice but to fatally shoot the two men. The closing arguments for the case are scheduled for Monday. Blizzard warnings remain as a snowstorm in the upper Midwest strengthens. The first significant winter storm of the season is expected to bring high winds and snow to the Dakotas and Minnesota. That storm expected to move east and bring snow to Michigan and Wisconsin as well over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A ninth person dies after being trampled at a Texas music festival.
A Texas A&M University student is the ninth person to die after last weekend's AstroWorld Festival. The featured headliner was Travis Scott. 17-year-old Gabriella Simeone told how she was pinned to the ground with people piling on top during Scott's performance.
I started screaming, crying, like I can't feel my leg, I think my leg is broken.
Police calls began pouring in, describing the chaos.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out at the front stage.
The latest victim, Barty Shahani, succumbed to her injuries. Her father had a message to those investigating what happened at the concert.
Please make sure that she gets the justice, and I don't want somebody else's daughter to go like this.
A criminal investigation is underway, and several lawsuits have been filed against Travis Scott, who organized the concert. Scott claims he didn't know the severity of the situation and is pledging to cover funeral costs for those who were killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Elon Musk is selling even more Tesla stock. His latest sale came around $687 million. That makes up about 640,000 shares of Tesla stock. Musk previously selling around $5 billion in stock. And Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is returning to Broadway December 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.